Audio Renaissance presents Knife of Dreams, Book 11 of The Wheel of Time, by Robert Jordan. Read for you by Kate Redding and Michael Kramer.
The sweetness of victory and the bitterness of defeat are like a knife of dreams. From Fog and Steel by Madoc Comadren. Prologue. Embers falling on dry grass. The sun, climbing toward mid-morning, stretched Galad's shadow and those of his three armored companions ahead of them as they trotted their mounts down the road that ran straight through the forest, dense with oak and leatherleaf, pine and sour gum, most showing the red of spring growth. He tried to keep his mind empty, still, but small things kept intruding. The day was silent save for the thud of their horses' hooves. No bird sang on a branch, no squirrel chittered. Too quiet for the time of year, as though the forest held its breath. This had been a major trade route once, long before Amadisia and Terabon came into being, and bits of ancient paving stone sometimes studded the hard-packed surface of yellowish clay. A single farm cart far ahead behind a plodding ox was the only sign of human life now besides themselves. Trade had shifted far north. Farms and villages in the region dwindled, and the fabled lost mines of Aelgar remained lost in the tangled mountain ranges that began only a few miles to the south. Dark clouds massing in that direction promised rain by afternoon if their slow advance continued. A red-winged hawk quartered back and forth along the border of the trees, hunting the fringes, as he himself was hunting. But at the heart...